Good morning. I'm joined by John Billups. He's the mayor of the city of Burlington, the development director at Notre Dame, general manager at Bluff Harbor Marina, and he is joining me today because we're going to talk about really how, I guess, what is going on with the surging COVID-19 cases in Des Moines County. That has led to a change. You opened things up, and now you're kind of closing them back down. Is that right, John?
Yeah, we're taking, you're right, Steve. We're taking some precautions. As far as we did go to the auditorium for about a month, trying to open it up so we could have citizens there. But we'll be back to the call-in format tonight at the city council chambers for the work session and as well as meetings from here on. Now, the opposite side of that is like down at the school at Notre Dame, our high school senior or high school kids come back today. They have been on about a 3 to 4 week hiatus because of the numbers were climbing after some activities that high schoolers normally participate in caused those numbers to jump a little bit. And meanwhile, our middle school and elementary have been in session. So the high schoolers were online, and they'll be back today in classes.
It was a strange Thanksgiving for a lot of people and a very strange Black Friday. I don't think, I think that's, things that, or as Saturday, no parade on Saturday. What's interesting is that they had a parade in Fort Madison, but none here. I don't know if Fort Madison seems to be more immune, or I'm not sure what the deal is on that.
I don't ever want to judge anybody else. I think everybody's doing what they feel are the best decisions they've made. We did have the tree lighting ceremony, which it's the second annual now downtown, and where it was a drive-in deal where people stayed in their cars and we lit the tree. And I got to give credit to Burlington Riverfront Entertainment. That's their baby, and it is such a wonderful addition to Burlington. I looked at it after we lit it, and thought, Rockefeller Plaza doesn't really have anything on our little town of 25,000 people. It's really a cool event.
It is something special. There's no doubt about it. As you look at How do you determine on whether you're going to have online classes for high school? You're pretty much trying to keep the elementary in the school as much as possible. Have you done any online only for elementary this year?
We do have some kids that are online only, and nothing yet so far for elementary as far as the whole school. What we basically judge that off of, Steve, is the absentee rate. Because, besides COVID, we have kids that just normally get sick. They get sick from time to time because they're kids. And so we look at our absentee rate, and when the absentee rate was climbing for the high school but not the other schools, the decision was made to deploy them online and bring them back. But I think especially with the younger kids, as we've discussed, your wife's a school teacher, there's nothing better than hands-on education. And I gotta really say I'm proud of Notre Dame for doing everything they can to keep that experience going as much as we can, and yet try to remain safe and follow the different protocols that's required to do so.
And, I think it's also, I know that a lot of Burlington's going to be online only for all of their schools all this week. I'm not sure what West Burlington is, but a number of other schools are also all online. But, I was home, it was last week, and I happened to, my wife was teaching a class, up in her classroom in our house.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't open up and do anything. I just was listening at the door, and it was like, I'm hearing response. I'm hearing, and it's like, I said, so were most of these kids actually tuned in online? Yeah, and I think that obviously parents being home is pretty important, especially with the smaller children. But
yeah, it was kind of a surreal experience with the high schoolers because they're in a wing at the school and they were online, so the teachers all had their doors open and you could hear them teaching, lecturing, and then kids calling in with questions or typing in with questions, and so it was weird to have that experience and hear it but not see the kids there. Now, you know what the bad thing is about all this on, yeah. About online school? There will be no more snow days. Thank God I'm not in school because that would be so disappointing.
Well, you know what? We haven't had any. We had just a little dusting of snow, and that's. I'm going to guess from a city budget, less snow would not be a bad thing, right?
Yeah, we'll always take less snow. You know, we want the moisture, of course, for the farmers and for the area. But anytime we can dodge those snow major snowfalls, that's good. Now. My wife will tell me I'm all wet on that because she loves the snow.
You know, I think there's a dual sort of twist on it because you can look at it and you can say, you know, fresh snow on a fall, you know, it's fallen, it, mm-hmm. especially when it's, you know, like Christmas Eve or the Christmas week, you know, that's pretty special. Now, by the same token, heavy snow, remember those heavy we had, I think it was last year and last, actually 2 years we've had, this ice and slush, and that real heavy slush, which felt like wet cement.
yep.
And that
is exactly what it feels like.
That's
what it looks like.
Yeah, that isn't. That's not exactly what I call a pretty snow. But anyway,
no.
You know, I think as you look at the city going forward. It looks like. I mean, there's the restrictions that are in place. I'm seeing. By and large, I'm seeing pretty much everybody is actually wearing masks anywhere inside right now, and that's a good thing. And
I got to say that this area is pretty compliant, voluntary compliance. Most of the merchants, and now with the governor's last proclamation, you have to wear a mask inside. You know, more often than not, I see people with masks on. Now they need to get them up over their nose, but. You're seeing people comply. I think they realize that they have to take precautions, if not for themselves, for others. And, you know, I see people working the hand sanitizers at the different stores pretty hard, and that's all good. You know, you said right. It was a weird Black Friday and Saturday. Today is, of course, Cyber Monday. You know,
yeah.
You can buy things online in town, and that's always better to buy it here locally, even if you're in the big box stores, have them delivered here because that store should get credit for it. You know, that makes a big difference, for us as a city. Yeah, it keeps your friends and neighbors employed and hopefully, COVID won't hurt us too bad for the retailers this holiday season.
And it also improves that sales tax revenue. That's
right.
That's
absolutely.
An important. One thing we have had is that you know, the hotels and motels still are really struggling right now, aren't they?
Yep, they are. They are struggling, and you know, I hate it for them. There's not really any good answer until. We get through this health crisis, get them, you know, where people are traveling again. I mean, it has been somewhat bittersweet. I think on one hand, people have rediscovered some of the wonders and things to do in our area. But with the travel being down, it will hurt us financially as far as the hotel motel tax goes.
Well, you know, I guess, I guess this is one of those things. It's like weathering a storm, but it's a storm that's gone on for so darn long.
Yeah, it seems like the best way I can put it, it seems like a flog, right? Just a total miserable, long walk through some rough mud or water. It just feels that way anyway. But like I said, we'll get through it. We're resilient. Islands are pretty resilient in this area, and we'll get through it as long as we just keep watching out for each other.
Now, is that a city council? This was a city council meeting, or is this a work session?
Work session tonight.
Okay, work That's session tonight. Working. And if now, do you allow public comment at a work session?
Typically, only if the issue we're discussing pertains to that individual or that project. Is on the work session, it's more about staff inform us, and then we discuss it work through. If there is someone that it directly affects, we have content or allow comment. And the city council meetings are really where we have our citizens that can comment on any issue. You know, we even have a comment session at the end. But the only thing is, if it's not on the agenda, we're not really allowed to make comments on it, but we can bring it up for a later meeting.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You make do the best you can. You hope that people will buy local and buy often. Saturday was Small Business Saturday, and I know my wife and daughter were out shopping. And
God love them.
And, you know, it's the way it is. I think it's the small businesses are the ones that desperately need to have customers coming to their door and buying stuff because it's been tough. It's been tough for them and tough for a lot. I know a lot of, you also mentioned the fact, you know, think about the other stores, even the chain stores, but the employees are local. And so, you know, keeping them going is also important as well.
Yep. I mean, you know, our merchants are having to deal with shortened hours and extra expense, and then also loss of personnel as sometimes they've had to close to be safe and do a quarantine. And, you know, it's been a very, very tough year for them. And if there's a store or a restaurant that you are really quite fond of, now is the time to support them, you know, because you never know who's going to make it through right after the holidays. Is January, February, which is typically a slow period of time, and they need our support now more than ever.
And I know that it's tough on gyms. I know the Y is open. I have to admit that I am reluctant myself personally. I'm reluctant to go there, but I have set up a workout facility downstairs in our family room. With the family gone, there's a lot of open space. So that's. But I think you do whatever you have to do, and that's really the key here. But all right.
I mean, you said about Thanksgiving. Now I know it was a tough one because there's a lot of families who didn't have their big get-togethers. We were so, you know, the great thing about technology, though, is you can call on FaceTime better than ever before. So, you know, we need to make sure to reach out to our shut-ins, to people that can't get out and about, and make sure everybody knows that we're thinking of them.
Well, and the other really tough thing is that we had Tammy McCoy, her husband Mike McCoy, of course, is at Great River Medical Center. They are really, it is very tough right now for healthcare workers, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, Burlington, West Burlington, and the supervisors all met with, led by the Chamber, the Greater Burlington Partnership. We met with Dr. McCoy and Mr. Wenzel about their overworked situation. And right now, if nothing else, we need to double down on our precautions just to give our healthcare heroes a break. They're overworked. They're working overtime, and they're swamped at the hospitals. Not only is COVID happening, but life happens, and they have other situations they're dealing with. So, anything we can do to keep each other out of the hospital for COVID, or for something like even the cold or flu, which is transmitted by contact, if we can limit that, we'd sure give our healthcare workers a much-needed break.
No doubt about it. Hey, John, good luck for the work session today. Good luck at Notre Dame. Good luck. We'll talk to you, I'm sure, in a couple of weeks and get an update on where things are, okay?
I'll put it down, Steve. Thanks.